The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Euna and Toconiasis, and the Licinians were tetrarch of Abilene, and during the high priests of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to the son of Zechariah in the desert. John went through the whole region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The word of the Lord.
Make straight a highway for our God. Make straight a way for Jesus. You ever ask yourself, where is Jesus going? We're making straight a way for him, but where is he going? What's his destination? If you think about the life of Christ, you would know that the destination is actually very clear. The destination is the cross. He's preparing himself and preparing us for our own destination too. To take up our cross with Christ. The destination, the way of Jesus, from the moment he entered into this world as a baby, his destination was the cross. And so we have to embrace that ourselves as Christians. Our own life, our own purpose is to be on and with Jesus on that cross. For the redemption of our souls, so that we can become, as St. Paul says, partners in the gospel. It's a great image, I think Paul uses. So in order to make that way for ourselves to the cross, Paul says, become partners in the gospel of Jesus. Partners with Jesus in proclaiming the truth. So Paul explains himself, and I think this is the heart of the second Sunday of Advent. Preparing the way, becoming a partner with Jesus in the gospel requires a knowledge of the love of God and a willingness to repent of the things of our life that keep us away from God. Knowledge of his love and repentance, purification from the things that constantly make us say no to Jesus. When I was a young child growing up here, I was thinking about this today, of all the ways that I came to know Jesus. And one of them, I think, one of the most important ways is just what we're doing right now. We come to know Jesus by gathering together, by celebrating the Mass with reverence and love, by encountering Christ in this sacrament, by encountering his love for us, a love that challenges us and calls us to go forth into the world. So that knowledge of Jesus and his love for us is so vitally important. We have to be seeking that constantly. the knowledge of God's love for you. Just saying that to yourself, Jesus loves me. So many of us struggle with loving even ourselves. But in the midst of that struggle and whatever it may be in our life, Jesus sifts through it all and says, I love you. Know that. Embrace that. And in that, you will be a great herald of the gospel. But also, that knowledge of Jesus, when we know him and we experience that love, he will show us the ways that we need to be purified. Our sins are, we hear this in the Psalms, are always before us. And during this time of Advent, we're challenged. We're challenged to not just know the Lord, but know ourselves and our relationship with God. Like, how is that not working out? The places in our life where we're being perfected and where God is challenging us to do better. It's important. I've always loved the thought of Mary's witness to our life, where she teaches us to say yes. Bishop Robert Barron talks about how the world is always ready to say no to God, to say no to his will. He says what's better for us is to say no to that no. And as we work on saying no to our human reaction to say no to everything God desires of us, we'll be able to say a greater yes to him. But that daily examining our life, examining our conscience, and knowing how to respond in a deeper way to Jesus and his call to serve him in this world. So become partners of the gospel. It's the great message of Advent, calling us to walk with Christ on the way to the cross, to walk with him on the way to the Father, and to live with him in that eternal embrace of our heavenly home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.